Mary Magdalene, the original dark and redeemed figure. A lot of people think Mary Magdalene was the original dark and redeemed figure, someone who walked through shadows before stepping into the light. She carries this mix of mystery, struggle, and a beautiful turnaround that feels so raw and real. Her story hits a different note because it shows that no matter how messy life gets, there's always a way out. It was tough back then, and many folks dealt with all kinds of hardships. Mary came from Magdala, a fishing town by the Sea of Galilee. Jesus cast 7 demons out of her in the Gospels. That number 7 probably means she had deep, heavy darkness inside her. Think about it, not just one issue but a whole bunch of pain, confusion, maybe even things that made her feel trapped in her own mind. She knew what it was like to be broken. She wasn't a saint from the start. After that encounter with Jesus, everything changed for her. She became one of his most loyal followers. While others came and went, Mary stayed with him. She supported his ministry with her own resources and traveled with the group. That was pretty bold for a woman at the time. She didn't care about the whispers or the side eyes from people who remembered her old life. A powerful part of the story happens on the cross. When things got dark and most of the disciples fled out of fear, Mary Magdalene stayed right there. When things got darkest, she watched Jesus die. On Sunday morning, she went to the tomb. Because of her devotion, she saw the risen Jesus for the first time. Imagine that moment. The one who had been set free from so much darkness got to announce that death couldn't hold him. She's so human. She's like anyone you've ever had to deal with a dark chapter. Maybe you've made mistakes that follow you around or dealt with things that try to define you. It's not just nice to think about redemption. It's real and available. Jesus didn't see her past as a barrier. He saw her heart and gave her a new life. Some traditions have mixed her up with other women in the Bible, or turned her into a symbol of repentance, but the core is still the same. She was tormented and then transformed. That shift from dark to redeemed makes her a role model even today. Mary Magdalene reminds us that following Jesus means breaking free from old chains. Her closeness to him wasn't because she was perfect. It was because she was grateful and loved after being set free. She listened to his teachings, she served quietly, and she showed up when it mattered. In a casual way, her story is like a great comeback story. It will encourage you to keep going even when the past pulls you back. She wasn't defined by her demons, but by the one who sent them packing.